You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. We shall be reading the book of James, chapter 3, verse 13 to 15. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. Now, the scripture says that if you have bitterness, if you have bitter envy, self-seeking, it says in your heart. Do you see what God is focusing on? In your heart. You may not have exhibited it, but you are bitter towards somebody. You know, if we look at you now, physically, nobody will see if you are bitter towards anybody, but it's there in your heart. It says, if you have such, that you are not of God. You are a very demonic person. Now, you see, I noticed one thing, that because people are not familiar with scriptures, when one uses the language of scriptures, people even find it offensive. If you have envy in your heart, and I say that's demonic, you say, oh, no, 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 no. But see, it is demonic. That's what the Bible says. That's what it says, verse 15. It says, but it is earthly, sensual, demonic. What is demonic? It says, self-seeking, bitterness, envy, all of such things. If you have it in your heart, it says you are demonic. Sometimes when I say this preacher is satanic, people say, oh, you are stressing it too much. How can you say satanic? When Peter took Jesus aside and look at the humility of Jesus, he was somebody that Peter could rebuke. It's not all these men of God today. Did you know Jesus didn't condemn Peter for rebuking him? It was what he said that was not right. Because the Bible says Peter took Jesus aside and rebuked him. Can you imagine a leader that you can rebuke? It's not all these general overseers today, all these bishops. They have sycophants around them. And I say that with all sense of responsibility. People who cannot talk to them. So people are afraid. So everybody wants to tell them what they want to hear. I don't know why people love that kind of life. It has brought many leaders down. Because even if things are going bad, they will be praising you. They will be telling you stories of how great you are, the great things people are saying about you. Nobody can confront you. Nobody can tell you the truth. If you are in a meeting, everybody is waiting to watch your mood. Any direction that you go to, that's where everybody will go to. Not Jesus Christ, our Lord. Peter could take him aside and rebuke him. But, you know, Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Many of you say, but Jesus, that's too hard. That's too hard. Abba, that's too hard. But that was satanic. And that message that Peter preached to Jesus, do you know how many preachers are preaching it today? You will not die. You will not die. You will eat and be successful. You will enjoy yourself. Is that the gospel? Is that the issue? Jesus was to die on the cross. Anything that is sparing you from the cross is satanic. Because the cross is the path. Today, the kind of messages they are preaching are messages that does not tell a believer that there is a place for long suffering. There is a place for endurance. There is a place for patience. No, they are even saying they have anointing for speed. Because impatience is troubling them. Now they say they have anointing for speed. Where is that? Because you don't know how to wait on the Lord. So, he says, if you have those things in your heart, you don't need to manifest it though. He says you are demonic, you are sensual, you are earthly. That means that you are a carnal person, you are a natural person. You see, a believer is born again. Born again is not a cliche. It's actually a change of life. You have received the new life, the life of Jesus. So you can't have that life and have bitterness and have envy in your heart. You can't be self-seeking. Can you see that word? Self-seeking. Self-seeking. A life that is everything you are doing is about you. You don't check, does this glorify Jesus? Is this thing I'm doing, this picture I'm posting, does it honor Christ or does it promote me? You don't know that the life of a believer must be exclusively lived for Jesus. That is what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Otherwise, you may be doing something else, thinking you are following Jesus. You may be like Mary and Joseph, just assuming that Jesus must somehow be with them, must somehow be traveling with them, only to get to their destination, to realize that Jesus was not with them. They have opportunity to go back to look for Jesus. We will not have opportunity when we get to our destination to come back and look for Jesus. So you better be sure that you truly know that Jesus now. Because he came to deliver your heart from this earthly wisdom. He says there is a wisdom that comes from heaven. Standing in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.